Again, today I thought it would be just an informal discussion. Is that okay? So please interrupt me all the time. Yeah, I gave a talk in the first workshop, or maybe it was just only one workshop. so this is not a talk. This should be just a discussion. Is that okay? Okay, so okay, I plan to do at least number one and number two, discuss the free energy of mean field spin glasses, and then spend most of my time in two. And then if I have time, we can talk about TAP, and then go beyond. Okay? Again, this talk is just, I'll just state rigorous results. Okay, statements that we have proofs. Some of you will know more, and they will think, oh, this is no, this is, but there's still gaps between physicists and mathematicians. Okay? So my goal is, again, just to state what is the state of the art from the math point of view on these models. Okay? So I'll talk about mixed p-spin on the sphere and on the hypercube. Is that okay? Are you all familiar? Do I need to define again? No. All right. Very nice. okay, but let me just say notation. So the model, I'll denote by C. Okay, so the covariance, H is the energy, is N times C of, I mean, the product of C. So when I say the word model, that's the C, that's what defines the covariance. Okay, so pure p-spin is C of x equals x of p. Okay? When I say generic, I mean this guy, x, C of x is sum of ap x of the p, and all the aps are non-zero. Is that okay? So that's just a fixed notation. Okay, theorem. Okay, theorem one. Okay, I'll start with the ground state. For all C's, the minimum of the ground state energy, minimum of Hn divided by N, converges almost surely to a number that I'll denote by Gs. And this guy, I can write as in a Parisi type formula. Okay, so it's the infimum of some functional, P of mu, where mu here is just a measure on the interval 0, 1. So M 0, 1 is just the space of measures on 0, 1. Okay? So this function here is the zero temperature for easy function. Okay. Of course. And this holds, okay, here I say my configuration space sigma is either in plus or minus 1 to the n, or Sn minus 1. So if I don't mention anything in the statement of the theorem holds for both cases. Okay. All right. Of course, this is theorem 2. Theorem 2 was a big splash. This is old. 10 years ago? Well, 15 years ago? If I took, that's the Parisi formula, 1 on log Zn of beta converges to a guy of this type. Converges to an infimum of mu, now probability measures on 0, 1, of a functional, that's the positive temperature Parisi functional, p beta of mu. Okay. Is that okay? Guys, all familiar with this? So this is, yes?
I'm not, I'm sorry. Can you just define the Parisi function?
You see my, okay, so what is P of mu? Okay, so mu is, I'll define here what p beta of mu. Okay, so what is p beta of mu? Well, p beta of mu is, well, you give me a probability measure. Note the difference here. Is it probability measure? Here's the spatial measures. Okay, so you give me a probability measure. What I'll do, well, I'll just write this as a first one function. Okay, this doesn't help, but I'll tell you in a second. Plus, integral 0 to 1. okay, there's a beta there. C double prime of x. Mu 0 x. Dx. So this second guy here is linear in mu. That's a good object. Okay, this first guy is the difficult one. It's nonlinear in mu. What is this function? This function here, well, phi of mu satisfies the Parisi PDE. So, okay, so this is Tx, which is, if I take the ddt of this function, is given by, well, it's just the heat equation. Plus, well, then you have a nonlinear term square. And the coefficient of the nonlinear term is the measure. Okay, and I'm missing my C function here. So this guy should be multiplied by, well, there's a beta over 2. And I'm probably missing C prime of x. So model like small typos. This is what I have to do to compute p and mu. Is I need to solve. Oh, okay. Then this is a PDE. I start at initial condition phi of 1x is log cosh. Okay. So this is my initial condition. I solve it backwards. I find what is the value at 0, 0. This is a non-linear, non-trivial thing. I add this linear term, that's fine, that's a number, mu, and I take the minimum. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just a quick question. The difference between a measure and a probability measure, just quickly.
Well, the total mass here is 1.
Okay, yes.
So and total mass here could be anything. Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, and
so your measure is positive, or is it
sign? My measure is positive, yes. Yes. Is that okay? anyways, and you have the same thing. This is for beta finite. You have the same formula for beta equals infinity. Cool. All right. okay. Why do I care? Well, this is nice because it gives a formula for the ground state. It gives a formula for the free energy. But the important thing is that well, first, let me just put a first remark because this was actually non-trivial for us. Is that there exists a unique mu that satisfies the infimum. Okay? So in fact, these functions here, actually, they are strictly convex on the spatial measures. Okay? So first remark is that, well, there exists a unique minimizer. And that's what we call a Parisi measure. And this is the function of all the parameter. Okay. All right. So now, so then you can classify. Okay. So then I'll just say, okay, a model is KRSB if the Parisi measure. Okay. Let me give it a name. Parisi measure denoted by mu. Or beta, if the support of mu star beta, okay, the side of the support, is equal to k minus 1. Okay, 1 RSB, the Parisi measure has 2 points in support. Okay, k RSB, k minus 1. Okay, infinite RSB, it has infinite points in the support. Is that okay? So if I write down the distribution function and it's a step function of finite number of steps, that's finite there has to be. Yes, Francisco.
I don't know if you were sure, but do you have? Okay. Can you give us an idea how you prove that it's strictly convex?
How do you show that it's strictly convex? Yes, I use the Bouet-Dupuis formula. Okay, so if you go back to this to the Parisi functional, so what you do is that, well, if you look at the Parisi PDE, that is just a Hempel-Jacobi equation. And I can actually solve, if I just had the heat equation, I can express just the heat equation as solution of Brownian motion. Okay, that we know. Okay, I can do Hopf-Cole transformation to this equation, get back to the heat equation, and then use this this way to write that solution as a function of Brownian motion. It becomes a complicated function of Brownian motion. Okay, but then there is a beautiful paper that by Bouet and Dupuis back in 98, where they write, well, every function of Brownian motion under some conditions can be written as also as a variational problem. Okay? So take that information, plug it in. Okay, now what do I have? I have a variational problem of another variational problem. Okay? It turns out that this will be like an if of a soup. It turns out that if you work out the details, that is enough to prove strictly convex, because you can actually switch the two.
Okay.
So how to prove strictly convex, you use this. The main tool is to use this paper, Bouet and Dupuis. Okay. So maybe we can just write it down here. Bouet.
And if you restrict the measure space to the KRSP measures, it would be still convex, or?
It would still be convex.
Okay.
Right. So, okay. Okay, now let me just, let me tell you, what do we know? So if we, properties of the Parisi measure, we actually determine properties of the landscape. Okay. So, it would be nice to know how many levels of RSB I have, given a model and given a temperature. Okay. So what do we know? Maybe I'll just write these properties. For easy measures. And now I need to make a distinction between the hypercube and the sphere. Okay, so first let me just do the hypercube. Okay, on the hypercube, first thing that we know is that zero is always in the support. So zero is always in the support of two. Okay, maybe we'll just put A. B, if you have an interval inside the support, then the distribution function mu beta star of q is C infinity. Okay? So if you have an interval inside the support, not only have a density, but the density is actually as smooth as you want. Okay? All right. C. Well, we know that for every model, there exists a phase transition. That's the AT line, where below the, if the in high temperature always wrapped in a symmetric, so I'm zero RSB. And after beta critical, I'm not zero RSB wrapped in a symmetric anymore. Okay, so there exists beta critical such that, and this dependency, such that, RS, if beta is less than beta critical, not RS, if beta is bigger than beta. Okay? G, we know that at zero temperature, you're always infinite RSB. You're not. This holds for every model.
Okay.
Again, from the physics point of view, you expect, maybe you expect that you fool RSB at a low enough temperature. So far, what do we know? We know that at zero temperature, we're not finite RSB. Is this okay? Does this make sense? In other words, if I solve this variational problem at zero temperature and I look at what is this Parisi measure, this is not a step function. Okay, this is for the hypercube.
And you include p equals 2 in that?
Yeah, that's the SK. Okay, so we know that for the SK, now we know that the SK is, I'll not say full RSB, because full RSB means I have the density, and I can write down. We know that I have infinite points in the support of the Parisi measure. Is that okay?
In the RS case, that means the mu b star is just a point.
Measure. Delta mass at zero. Yeah. Zero. RS means delta mass at zero.
Can I ask?
Yes.
I don't know if it has been looked in this way, but in the replica, within the replica thing, it's a known thing that if you calculate z partition function to the power n, where n you allow it to be whatever, there is an n where there is a transition for any temperature, where there are discontinuities. But independent of replicas, you can say, okay, I want to calculate that, and I ask myself if there is a transition. Is this and that you don't need to use the replica trick then?
Sure. You can just try to do the same thing for z to the power n.
Exactly. Has this been looked in?
There is a paper of Talagran back in 2001 where he looked at fractional powers of the partition function. He doesn't find a phase transition. But again, I think he doesn't look at log of z to he look at x. Well, what he does, he look at fractional moments of the partition function. And my recollection is that he doesn't s plus epsilon. Is that okay? Okay. Furthermore, now tab.